Welcome to The Slotted Lamb, a movies by minute watch of the John Landis written and directed 1981 horror classic, An American Werewolf in London. I'm your host, Troy, and I want to thank you for joining me on this journey.
So this is Wednesday's episode, which means we are going to be talking about minute 80. And this particular minute starts off with McManus letting himself out and ends with David's sister doing her best Kevin McAllister before there's even a Kevin McAllister. So to begin with, Sergeant Villiers has left the doctor's office already and has McManus delivers his final line to Alex and Hirsch, the door gets closed. So when we start, McManus now almost sheepishly and very comedically has to step back, look over at the two still in the room, open the door, and finally step through. More than likely at this point, Villiers is probably halfway to the car before realizing that McManus isn't even with him. And once the sergeant has left the room, we cut to Dr. Hirsch sitting behind his desk, looking towards the exiting man. And once we hear the door close on cue, his gaze goes then to Alex, which we cut to, who is still seated in the chair on the other side of Dr. Hirsch's desk. Her gaze then goes from Dr. Hirsch to looking down in a sort of defeated manner. We then cut to neon and lights. Bright signs for Canon and Coca-Cola, Fujifilm, JVC, Skoll, and Sanyo. Welcome to Piccadilly Circus. So, first of all, I want to point out that Piccadilly Circus, for those that are curious, are spelt P-I-C-C-A-D-I-L-L-Y, and not the very embarrassing way that I have written it out in my notes. I actually spelt it as Pick-A-Deli. But I only say that now because of how funny of a misspelling that I actually made, so it's just for my own references, my own notes. No one's reading my notes other than me, but I just thought it'd be kind of funny to point out that, you know what, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out how to spell Piccadilly. So, anyways, the Piccadilly Circus is a road junction and public space of London's West End in the city of Westminster. It was built in 1819 to connect Regent Street with Piccadilly. In this context, a circus, from the Latin word meaning circle, is a round open space at a street junction. So basically the roads at this junction that connect all together are Regent Street, Piccadilly, Shaftesbury Avenue, the Haymarket, Coventry Street, and Glasshouse Street. So basically, Piccadilly now links directly to the theaters on Shaftesbury Avenue, as well as the Haymarket, Covenant Street, which is onwards towards Leicester Square, and Glasshouse Street. The circus is close to major shopping and entertainment in the area in the West End. Its status as a major traffic junction has made Piccadilly Circus a busy meeting place and a tourist attraction in its own right. The circus is particularly known for its video display and neon light signs mounted on the corner buildings on the northern side. As we are privy to this actually opening a shot of this minute of the movie. Well, actually, not the opening minute of this movie, but this section of the movie where we are now being introduced to David. When we last saw David, he was running from Alex, and they were in Trafalgar Square. We know that some time has passed because between scenes, Alex jumps from being in the square to Dr. Hirsch's office. So there obviously has to be some time difference between the two points in the movie. So, but when you go to Google Maps and plot out the time and space, David has traveled, and now I'm just going to guess he stays on foot for this whole entire time, because he only runs, like, for, like, only has to walk, actually, about, like, 8 minutes, because it's only 600 meters between the two points. From point A to point B is 600 meters, so it's not like he runs for very far. So here, as cars and buses drive along the road, pedestrians walk back and forth, and the camera goes from a shot of the, like I said, the wall of neon and all that on the northern side, and it starts to pan to the right, and we can hear the start of David having a conversation in a classic red UK phone booth. Now, for those of you that don't know, at the time, more recent than actually can be believed, the telephone one needed to vocally communicate was an item that was permanently affixed to a single location. Actually, the most moving one could actually do well on the phone was as far as the extension cord that you had attached to the phone would go. But for the most part, it was actually just basically either mounted on a wall or on a table in your house or something like that. Or whatever was at your desk at work or something like that. Well, and of course there were cordless phones, but those also had their limitations as well. So other than that. And so at this point, out in the actual world itself, where you weren't either at home or at your office, they installed boxes or booths that housed a permanently fixed phones, and for a fee, you could pay to use this equipment, and this was as close to being mobile that phones got at that time in history. So there you go. That's what a phone booth is. A place where you made phone calls for. Put a couple of coins in the machine, dial up whatever number you wanted to. Anyways, back to the film. David is in the booth. In a little little collection of phone booths. He's one in one of the booths, and he's having a conversation with the operator to call home.
Yes, operator, I'd like to call the United States and reverse the charges.
He announces who the call is from and who it's for.
David Kessler, for anyone.
He waits.
Thank you, I'll wait.
The camera slowly closes in on David inside the booth as he waits. People outside continue to pass by, even in front of camera, and after a few seconds...
Hello, it's area code 516-472-3402.
What was that last bit?
402. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, here we go. We got a little bit of information now about, before we go any further, actually, I have some information. So the 516 area code basically services Nassau County on the western side of Long Island, bordering New York City's borough of Queens to the west and Suffolk County to the east. And research on the number at the time in 1981 was an actual phone number. So yeah, so they actually used an actually really existing phone number at the time. You know what? I don't know if it's in service right now, but you know what? You're welcome to actually call it. Back in the movie, after... He gives out the phone number. So almost instantly, someone picks up at home. David desperately tries to get through to them.
Hello, Rachel. Just say yes, you'll accept the charges. Say yes, Rachel.
Thankfully, Rachel does accept the charges. Then David asks for their parents.
Hi. Is mom or dad at home?
Her response brings up another question for David.
Well, where are they?
He listens to his sister, her sister's answer, which raises yet another question.
Well, where's Max?
David seems dumbfounded by his sister's situation.
You're all alone?
And that basically brings us to the actually end of the minute of this particular point of the movie. Now, over on the commentary track, during the sequence where the character of David is making the collect call in one of the red UK phone booths, Griffin Dunn, the actor, mentions that they have taken away all the red booths. And then he basically says that they are working on it and that they're becoming real relics. A couple of seconds later, David Naughton, the actor, then points out that this is the day in Piccadilly where he has that photo. Now, obviously, the photo that David is referring to is something that they brought up earlier in the commentary track, where it's a picture of both him and Griffin walking down the street, where Griffin Dunn is done up in like the stage 3 of the Jack makeup. But if we are sticking to the by-minute format, the actual continuation of this basically quote, or I guess information, is actually given to us later on in the next minute. So to finish off this whole entire conversation, we actually have to pop into tomorrow's episode. According to the script, scene 79, interior, Dr. Hirsch's office day, there actually is no sight gag for McManus being left behind. In the script, both officers leave at the same time. And after their exit, a distraught Alex asks, "What shall we do?" And Dr. Hirsch responds, comfortingly, "Tea would be nice." Scene 80, exterior, Leicestershire Square day, knowing that the movie in this sequence obviously changes from the final film, which I was going to calculate the distance between where they actually started and Leicestershire Square, but in the original script, there actually is no actually name street where David and Alex run into the bobby, so I can't calculate how far David has actually run to get to Leicestershire Square, so that is a moot question. So for the remainder of this minute, as it pertains to the final film, David's phone call conversation is exactly as it is in the script. However, the only difference that the script has changed the area code in the movie. The original script called for a 315 area code, which according to this research, covers the west central portion of New York, serving Syracuse and Watertown. When it comes to the radio drama, as it pertains to this moment of the film, follows the script version pretty much exactly as it is. Yet again, there is one slight difference than all previous two versions of it, is the actual phone call. The actual phone number. And the phone number is something completely different. Not only is it a different area code, but they actually use the movie television prefix of 555, so that it actually is not an actual real phone number. The phone number that David makes a collect call to is 212-555-1630, and for this particular area code, the 212, it basically, along with the 646 and the 332, covers most of the boroughs of Manhattan and New York City. And my little bit of research actually brought up that the actual 212 area code is actually a very highly sought after area code for someone to have a phone number in. Apparently there is a prestige, because if you call from a 212, it means that you're calling from this Manhattan area, and that is a very higher upper class phone number that you are calling from. It obviously has the prestige, like I said, that that some people actually have, weirdly enough, on eBay and whatnot, have actually purchased 212 area codes, costing them anywhere from $250 to almost $1,000 to get this particular area code.
That brings us to the end of another minute of An American Werewolf in London, and the end of this episode of Welcome to the Slaughtered Lamb. So be sure to subscribe to this podcast on either Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast catchers. And if you'd be so kind as to share, rate, and review us, that would be really cool too. If you feel like following this podcast on the social medias, you can follow Planet Geek Pod, all one word, on Instagram and Twitter. And if you would like to send us a message via email, send it to planetgeekpod@gmail.com. So until next time, remember, keep off the moors, stick to the roads, best of luck. Blue moon.